It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today is Wednesday, August 29th. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade. And coming up, there's a story about a cult favorite canceling her tour.
And I will have a story about a new way you can use your smartphone to find concert tickets. But first, a few of today's music news headlines. Big win for Sony Music in a lawsuit involving Michael Jackson songs that allegedly are not Michael Jackson songs.
So if you want the entire scoop on this, Jay and I covered in great detail this story a couple of days ago, so you can dig back. What's the update?
The update is that Sony Music have succeeded in being removed from this lawsuit. So it's a fan suing Sony Music, the Michael Jackson estate, and the producers on this album, alleging that three songs on Michael Jackson's 2010 posthumous album, Michael, weren't actually sung by Michael Jackson. And Sony, the record label, has been arguing that whether or not that is Michael Jackson's voice, they should not be defendants in the lawsuit. An appeals court has now agreed, yes, Sony and the Michael Jackson estate can be removed from the lawsuit, which will now proceed with only the producers directly involved in the recordings as defendants. Basically, the judges agreed the record label, since they didn't have firsthand knowledge of the recording sessions, when they said these are Michael Jackson songs, they were stating an opinion, protected speech.
Yeah, First Amendment right.
Cardi B has apologized for appearing in a comedy sketch called The Real Housewives of the Civil Rights Movement.
Yikes. What did she do?
So the video skit was a preview for an upcoming series by comedian Rip Michaels, and Cardi B played the late Coretta Scott King. Martin Luther King III, who's the son of Martin Luther King Jr. and Coretta Scott King, said the skit was incredibly offensive, and he now says that Cardi B has reached out to him with an apology for the skit.
Good on her.
Congratulations to Neil Young and his girlfriend of the past few years, Daryl Hannah, who is now reportedly his wife.
I'm sorry, but that's like two very different worlds for me. How do they collide?
Definitely their big shared world is environmental activism.
All right.
They have a strong shared passion for the environment, but they've also become artistic collaborators in recent years.
Did they make an album together? Is Daryl Hannah a musician?
The two, who have not made an official statement about their wedding, but whose wedding was reported by various attendees over the past couple of days, collaborated on a movie called Paradox. It's on Netflix now. If you have Netflix, you can watch it. It's a science fiction western directed by Daryl Hannah, starring Neil Young and his band Promise of the Real. And there's a scene towards the end where Daryl Hannah sort of makes a cameo and plays a figure who is attached to Neil Young by a rope and is sort of floating away up into the sky when Neil Young pulls her towards him. The two share a sweet moment and a kiss, and the band sort of walk away playing a cover of The Turtles, Happy Together.
I can't see me loving nobody but you. Ba, 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 ba.
Jay, I have some kind of sad news, especially for me, because I'm a huge, huge Fever Ray fan. Last year, the Swedish musician and visual artist Karin Dreyer, she's one half of The Knife, she put out her second album from her solo project, Fever Ray. It was this album, Plunge. Now, this was huge for her fans, a.k.a. me and other people, because it had been 8 years since she put out her first album. And, you know, Fever Ray even acknowledged her absence in this song called To the Moon and Back. She had lyrics like, hey, remember me, I've been busy working like crazy. Well, it seems like she really was busy, because she also announced this huge tour. She was going to go to Europe and all across North America. I heard from a couple of people who went to some of the shows, and it was mind-blowing, bonkers, because she is, again, a visual artist on top of being a musician. Well, earlier today, Fever Ray announced that the rest of the tour is canceled. There weren't that many stops left, but there were kind of some biggies, some festivals, Pitchfork, Iceland Airwaves. But she said, you know, I need to stop this because I have this escalating anxiety. So in the full statement, she said, many of you know already that I've been struggling with general anxiety and panic attacks for a long time. For 7 years, I didn't enter the stage. For 5 years, I didn't even get on an airplane. Last month has been rough and my anxiety started to escalate. I will now have to take a break from touring to take care of myself and restore my health. We're canceling all forthcoming shows. And she said it was a difficult decision because I love my band and my crew, and I'm so grateful for the love we have received from all of you while we were doing this show. Hope to see you soon.
So this is tough news for Fever Ray fans, but I feel like it's a big positive step forward that more and more artists feel able to speak frankly about their mental health struggles when they have to do a thing like cancel a tour. They don't just, you know, euphemize around it and say, you know, conflicts have come up or whatever. They feel like they can, or many artists now feel like they can come forward and say, you know what, I'm having some mental health issues right now. I'm going to be open about that. Please understand.
Just wishing Fever Ray all the best so that she can hopefully, if she wants to, return to the road.
So we have a story today about Ticketmaster partnering with Bixby. And I didn't even know who or what Bixby was until we covered this story.
I know because I date someone who uses an Android. I'm sorry.
Bixby is the Android voice assistant. When you need something, you ask Bixby. And it's kind of like Siri for iPhone users or Alexa for Amazon users.
Exactly.
And so now Ticketmaster is partnering with Bixby. If you now have a Samsung Galaxy Note 9, you can pick it up and say, "Hi, Bixby. Find concert tickets in," and say what city you want to find concert tickets in, and Bixby will return a lot of theoretically relevant results. Same thing for sports events.
That's actually very cool. Does Siri do this? Do we get this on Apple as well?
Well, let's find out. I've got my iPhone here. Hey, Siri. Find concert tickets in Minneapolis.
Okay. I found this on the web for fine concert tickets in Minneapolis.
So what I'm looking at here, our first result is a third-party ticket reseller. Then the next couple of results are the Ticketmaster website. Despite the fact that I have the Ticketmaster app installed on my phone, Siri doesn't even know to pull up the app. But I wonder if this is going to spark some controversy, because there's already controversy swirling around Ticketmaster, which is owned by the same company that owns Live Nation. Mm-hmm. And people are concerned when you have this huge ticket selling site owned by the same company that owns this huge concert promoter, that they're controlling a lot of the market and making it hard for other ticket promoters, artists, what have you, to break in. And now if they start forming partnerships with these tech giants, and so when you pick up your phone and say, "Show me concert tickets," that just pulls up Ticketmaster results and doesn't even show you results from other ticket sellers.
All you'll get on there is Live Nation acts and nothing else. That's interesting.
So for today's viral clip, Natalie Portman is going glam pop.
I loved the single photo that I saw of this. Her hair is silver, and she's got some very cool face makeup. Natalie Portman already is a fantastic actress, but totally believable as a giant megastar in the music world.
So this is a new teaser trailer for a forthcoming movie called Vox Lux. And there's a lot of mystery surrounding this movie. Not a lot is known about what's going to be in it. But Natalie Portman is playing a glam pop star who, according to Consequence of Sound, suddenly finds herself catapulted into the spotlight by chance. And if you watch this little teaser trailer, yeah, she's kind of looking, I would say, Gaga-esque.
Oh, yes. It's a very intense costuming going on.
Which is funny to me because, so we now have Natalie Portman basically playing Lady Gaga, or an unknown singer yeah. who becomes famous in this Gaga-esque character. Well, Lady Gaga is starring as an unknown singer who becomes famous in the new remake of A Star is Born, opening in just a few weeks. And that's today's music news. You can watch that little clip and read more about all these stories over at thecurrent.org. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade.
Our producer is Cecilia Johnson, and we'll be back tomorrow with more music news headlines.